When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, now you're down in the dumps, darling, because there's nothing in the papers for us to talk about.
I'm down in the dumps for more existential reasons than that.
Well, because the cat's gone missing again.
Cats being missing is too depressing to be,
okay,
to be in it.
Okay, let's not talk about that.
So I can't remember, at some early point in the podcast, or was it even the last season, there was our beloved car broke down at forever, and so we bought a new one, and then I sort of slightly fell in love with that, and then that got nicked, so we're down a car.
Down a cat.
We're down a cat.
No, Tenzing. 10 days, he's just gone, hasn't he?
He's gone. He's found someone better.
He's found a fancy person. Hello, Iris. Iris is still here.
I think Iris misses
food.
Him.
No, you're projecting. She doesn't. She doesn't care. What she wants is for some food.
We've only just sat down to do the podcast. Do you want me to stand up and...
No, I don't want you to do anything.
She didn't finish that cheese that you gave her.
She likes the cheese. We're getting a complaint sound that I give my cat cheese. She's like a kind of street cat.
That would mean people are listening. That's always fine. There's nothing wrong with complaints. Complaints are ideal. If it weren't for complaints, I wouldn't even know I had a career.
Okay, now I have a few...
The thing about Mo... No, wait.
Still on the cat, are we?
You said something and then she interrupted. What did she say? What were you saying when she went meow?
I was just saying that Mo's gone.
Oh, he's gone. He's gone to someone with a better podcast.
Could be basically anyone.
What do you mean? It could be anyone. Anybody's podcast.
Literally anyone. Anyone's.
I think he's gone to Peter Crouch.
Why are we talking about Peter Crouch?
The reason I'm down in the dumps, okay, there's a number of things. Okay. That's fine. My cat has gone, my beloved cat, my Mo. The weather has gone flat. There's a ridge of whatever pressure it is that is when you get wet. And
tail end of a tropical flume.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
Fuck off.
I think so.
This is geography A-level that recurs
occasionally. No, this is something
I read children,
in the newspaper.
Can you guess, who can tell me what kind of cloud that is? And as you only know Cirrus and cumulonimbus, it must be one of the
that's
two.
That's not true, actually.
What's the other kind?
Okay, I don't know.
Because what I mean, you know what I'm saying? A-level geography. And so now what's the tail end of a tropical flume? Is that this is a fucking water park
something
ride?
Something about a flume. There's something about a flume, but maybe the flume is next week. Anyway,
high pressure, high up, squishes everything down like this and you get wet grey, no?
No, high pressure is sunny, low pressure is rainy.
So this is crap anyway, I don't like this. And then also, do you have any idea what starts at in 3 minutes' time?
Oh, cricket.
Oh, you do know. How do you know?
It must be.
The whole cricket season, okay? So the test match against the West Indies starts in 3 minutes, okay? Or it should start in 3 minutes, but look outside. It's not going to, is it? So the point is that it's the test match. Normally, do you know normally this would... I mean, this is the cricket season would have started ages ago. We've had the county, would have been building up. The West Indies would have arrived. They'd played a couple of county games, a couple of tour games. We'd have got to know the West Indies team. It would be like my childhood, so excited. Cricket comes along, July begins, my birthday month. Everything's sort of, you know, this cricket. Not only that, you know, and the cricket match, the test is just going to start today with no context. And they're all socially distancing. They'll all be missing their girlfriends.
Hang on a sec. What you're saying to me is the West Indies team have arrived in England or they haven't?
No, the West Indies have arrived ages ago.
They have arrived, okay.
And they've had to isolate and England are isolating and they're biosecure. And then this match will start, which no one cares about.
And where are they playing it in theory?
I think Hampshire.
Are they starting in Hampshire?
The Rose Bowl, I think. So.
But there's going to be no spectators?
There's going to be no spectators. They're probably going to be wearing masks. They're not allowed to turn around and go, how was he? In case some spit gets right. on the umpire. There's going to be no sledging because they're going to play. They've decided they're going to play recordings of the crowd, which at Lord's is just going to be the sound of people ruffling newspapers and coughing.
Snoring.
And at Edgbaston, it's drunk Brummies singing the songs. But everywhere else, you know, it's going to be no real atmosphere. They can't sledge because it can be heard too much, and cricket's sort of all about that. So that's all depressing. And then I thought, oh, and I've got my phone here, and I was ready to, you know, I might just watch the first ball. And I go to my app, and it's live England versus the West Indies, and it's there. No, and it's a documentary, and it says toss delayed, so they haven't even tossed the coin. Do you know what else it would be today?
It's okay. What?
I know this will get a laugh from you if nothing else, without me having to try. Today's meant to be the men's semis.
I used up all my laughs on it last week.
Did you? And in fact, I lied because it's the men's quarters.
Have you rung your mother? Did you ring your mother?
No.
You haven't called your mother.
No. But I did announce in the Times that it was her birthday.
You did.
I have to phone before noon, so I'll have to stop to do that because afternoon my mother tells me it doesn't count.
It's also your mother's birthday today.
This would normally be the men's quarters at Wimbledon, which is absolutely the height of summer. You've had the first week, then you have.
And it's funny because normally you endlessly slag off Wimbledon, but now it's not here.
Now I miss it. I can't write my Wimbledon is shit column, which I love.
Everyone waits for it every year.
Taking the mickey out of their stupid outfits and Rafa Nadal with his stupid squinty face and his bulging wrong arm. And
you're not one to talk about his stupid squinty face and bulging arms.
Well, that's why I'm allowed to do it. That's why it's not. I don't get cancelled for it because I'm allowed to.
You haven't written it this year, though. I'm sure they'd cancel it for you this year.
If Wimbledon were happening,
it would. Yeah. To Karens, is there anything that you can write about Karens? Can you explain for our listeners if they haven't come across Karens yet? What is a Karen? What or who is a Karen?
The reason that they're in the news is because there was a BBC podcast in which two young women were talking about Karens and they've got to shut up. Karens are, it's a thing that comes from America, and they're middle-aged white women. I guess the first one must have been called Karen, and they're using the synecdoche of one name to stand for a whole load of women who are essentially unaware of their white privilege and are sort of mean and talk down to low-paid people and members of ethnic minorities. In America, it's going to be broadly sort of Mexicans and Puerto Ricans and staff who these Karens sort of disregard. And it flew up on the news for us yesterday because there was a BBC podcast in which these two girls were going, Karens, yeah, they want to shut up, they want to get out of the way. It's a podcast, I believe, originally set up or run by two women of colour. But the two women that I heard talking and that I then saw in the paper were both white.
The podcast is called No Country for Young Women.
Right.
But it turns out it's actually No Country for Middle-Aged Women, because I feel quite cancelled by the whole thing. I'm not a Karen, I don't think.
Can you imagine if you were called Karen?
Well, I know some lovely Karens who aren't Karens.
As a woman, I mean, you do fine. You've done well. You've got a lovely husband. But I mean, you know, as a woman, you've already... The thing is, it's not like men who've been bossing it. So people like me have been, like, arguably, tragically, people like Boris Johnson, people like David Cameron, people like Keir Starmer, they're basically me. You've had it all. It's fine. And now young people of colour, people of whatever, different expect, want to say we've done a pretty shit job and they want to go. And that's sort of fair enough. But women have barely, not even come out from under the yoke of men to have a half decent time without there already being cancelled now.
Exactly. I feel very much like I've had my time. My time is now over. But
and women don't need to be told that.
It was only for like two minutes. It's like you've had your go on the merry-go-round. Get off. Number 29. Your number. Come in. Your number's up.
You're right. That's what it's. If you think. Particularly that this was on the BBC, and some Tory MP obviously got really angry and said he was going to cancel his licence fee.
That was so unintentionally funny. It was.
It really was. Like, this thing is.
Are you going to cancel your subscription to the
yes,
Times and also write to your MP? Although no, you can't because you are your.
I
MP.
Do love Love Island, but I'm going to cancel it anyway. Oh, that's on ITV2, isn't it? But whatever. Yeah. Oh, celebrity.
Well, he had to watch it on his computer.
I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here. I mean, I don't want to be married to a Karen.
I'm not a Karen, but everyone you would look at me and you just think I am, probably.
My column on that is what.
That's the problem.
No, if I speak up for my wife, then I'm borrowing your experience or something.
Yeah, you can't really. No, it's got to be from your point of view.
Or I could do a how about.
Well, hang on. How about
other names?
Other names. Like, do you remember?
Imagine if they were just called Esthers. Imagine if the word for a middle class, middle aged,
so bad,
white racist harridan was an Esther.
Esther still sounds to me like a toilet product. There's also. But other. So Rupert's.
Rupert's
are
a thing.
Ruperts are just like a posh person. Aren't they?
Ruperts are soldiers. Ruperts are what squaddies call officers, aren't they?
That's That's right. Sorry, you're quite right. Yes, that's
so
that's
right. They're quite specific.
But that's very specific, isn't it?
A Ben.
A Ben. What's a Ben? A Ben is
like a big cuddly bloke with a beard, funnily enough.
It is true.
Why is that? Is that because Ben was the grizzly bear?
Yes.
Yes,
Big Ben.
Yeah, Ben
it's
is...
hard to do it. It's quite hard to do it without being...
Ben was also the name of the Bill Cosby character in the show, which until we found out more about Bill Cosby was very suitable.
Was Bill Cosby's stage name Ben in the Bill Cosby
show? I believe in the Cosby show he was called Ben, it was pretty sure.
Wasn't it Clive?
Clive? Why have you made up Clive?
I don't know.
Clive is my cousin. Bill Cosby character. I'm pretty sure. Can we leave this in, Ben? Because this is me being right live on thing again. Bill Cosby character on Cosby Show.
The list. He was of a Cosby doctor. Show. Doctor.
Characters. Main characters. Bill Cosby. Oh, Cliff.
Cliff. Bollocks. Thank you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you.
Wait. This is wrong. Wikipedia's wrong again. Cliff Huxtable. He was called
Cliff
Ben.
Cliff Huxtable. Thank you.
Right, I'm going to find the film or other series in which Bill Cosby...
Not Clive. I admit, not Clive. Cliff is pretty close to Clive.
The letter today, and it's in all the papers, and we... talked about it. So it's a letter which is signed by Martin Amis, Rushdie, Gladwell, Malcolm Gladwell, the American, the New York Times bestseller list guy, the Outliers guy, J.K. Rowling, obviously, Noam Chomsky, though, and the young people like him, he's probably left-wing. They've said it's tight that this the stuff that has happened in the wake of Black Lives Matter, the new wave of cancelling is ending rational debate. And I thought, you know, and when you're looking through the papers today, the number of... having decided we can't keep, you know... Can't keep talking about cancellation. There comes a point in the paper suddenly when it's every single story is just to point out the weight of cancellation stories. Just starting at page 19 of the Times, Spotify abandons the term urban music. Fine,
but that yeah, I'm just saying. But can I just say also they're responding to complaints from black musicians?
Yes, exactly, and it's fine that they should. I'm just talking about the weight of stories. That's fine. Mayfair Casino obviously let gamblers racially abuse its croupiers.
Yeah,
and there's a story from a black croupier, and God, I can imagine that it's happened at Aspinall's. I've been to Aspinall's a couple of times. The kind of people who go there, I mean. And John Aspinall, but I mean also all those Lord Lucan people, they were all terrible, ghastly English upper crust racists. And so it's just that's a story, and then obviously there's a story, the terrible. I mean, Halle Berry in a story here apologizes that she nearly played a trans woman. We don't know what the film was called, we know nothing about it. Halle Berry has apologized for a thing we didn't happen and nobody knew it was going to happen, but she thought about taking on the role of a woman transitioning to a male and has realized now and made a statement: as a cisgender woman, I now understand that I should not have considered this role, and the transgender community should undeniably have the opportunity to tell their own story. I don't think it even happened. I think Halle Berry just wanted to apologize because everyone else was. So she said, a thing that hasn't even happened. Art College, beneath it, another story, the RCA, the Royal College of Art, removes a white man from a post about diversity. It seems a bit odd. Yes, you're trying to increase diversity. You could give the diversity job to a person of colour. But no, they're giving it to a white person. And I'm just saying, it's just story. And if I write about it, even saying it now, it sounds like I'm angry with it. It sounds like I think it shouldn't happen. It sounds like I support slavery. It sounds like I support the silencing of minorities. And I don't. I'm just saying, what the fuck do I write about?
I think maybe, do you feel at any point, at any level, like the Times is kind of deliberately winding you up? Surely.
This is my special copy. Everyone else got a copy of the Times full of just fun stories. Maybe in a parallel universe, you can copy the Times. The test match starts today and there's 10,000 people there.
Just the news editor going, oh, guys, I tell you what would be a real hoot.
He's got the podcast and the column. Yeah. Let's send him just nothing. Because they're not subjects you can safely talk about.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Rising sea levels, extreme weather patterns, extinctions of species. Our planet needs protecting. I'm Adam Vaughan, the environment editor for The Times, and this is Planet Hope from The Times, in partnership with Rolex and its Perpetual Planet Initiative. In this podcast, we hear from leading experts from around the world who are committed to finding solutions. These explorers, scientists, entrepreneurs, and citizens are committed to a common goal, to protect our home, Earth. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.
Tom Whipple, yay! Page 17 of The Times on Tuesday.
You're not talking about the Tom Whipple story on Wednesday. Who I plan to give airtime to every week, who's a bonkers boffin making stuff up. Have you not seen Whipple in The Times today? Ben's smiling because he has. He's planning a slot on the radio show. Penguins and their projectile poo. Penguins shit at like 4,000 miles an hour, faster than a person sneezes.
High pressure rectums.
And it's to keep poo out of the nest.
Yeah, very good.
But this is Whipple has spent basically 4 months writing about COVID. He's now gone absolutely nuts, and he's been trawling the journals.
Yeah.
And he's found this one that penguins shit at the speed of sound to get the poo out of the nest, but it creates social order issues because obviously he doesn't care where the other penguins are. And funnily, they all get covered and spattered in poo. And it's anyway. This is relevant to me because now our cats used to poo in the litter, mm-hmm. and I used to have to flick them out, but they stopped. They learned to poo outside. We've got these three kittens upstairs that do poo in the litter, and I went out yesterday and pinged their poo, but I didn't feel like going out the back, and I went out the front, and I couldn't find the poo flicker. It was raining. I didn't want to go there. So I took a dessert spoon.
Right.
And I picked out their poos from the litter, and then I pinged them out into the road. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's okay or not. Mm-hmm. And the spoon...
If you didn't hand me back the spoon, and then no, I started my cereal.
No, the spoon I then took out
with.
And threw into the garden. The spoon...
Oh, you threw the spoon into the garden? Right,
yeah, because
okay.
It was all a bit gross. I was a little bit drunk, even though I'd only had one glass of wine.
You were a bit drunk.
I was sad.
Okay.
I was tired. I don't know what it was.
Okay.
I was the only person who ever emptied the poo from that litter tray, and then they stopped pooing in it. Now the kitten's pooing it. Now I have to do it. And it was wet out the back, so I went out the front, and I pinged the poos. This morning I found them on the road. They're very sweet little kitten poos.
Why are you telling me us this disgusting story?
Because it relates to the penguin. I understand why the penguins...
You're not going to write about the... Why are you wasting my time? You're not going to write about penguin poo in your column.
Okay, what's Tom Whipple's story on Tuesday then?
They have discovered, by looking at the isotopes in 36 different skeletons left over from the Norman period of English history, that even though the Normans invaded in 1066 and brought with them all manner of French things like the word mirror and perfume, English people, well, the residents, the Anglo-Saxons, did not start eating French food until much later.
Right. I haven't started now. I won't touch the stuff.
Well, I wondered, because the thing is that since you've been doing your turn as restaurant critic, French food has been sort of... That used to be... You went to a restaurant and you had the wet de beglos and you had the honguillon, French wetter and French creamy, French food. And that's what haute cuisine was. It was French food. But now that's been exorcised in favour of all manner of other delicacies of, you know, food coming from everywhere and probably being better. I wondered if there was something to be done about French food.
That's it?
Yeah.
Do you mean that? That's thin. Do you mean
it
like...
It is thin, I know.
I'm saying intense. It's a small item, if it's anything, but it's the Anglo-Saxons didn't like the look of French food, and I'm not surprised. French food is awful. Here's what I don't like about it when they arrive with a little mimsy. You know, can you imagine being a Viking? Well, they weren't Vikings. Well, we were sort of Vikings. We were descended from Vikings. We were
Anglo-Saxons.
Anglo-Saxons, yeah. So can you imagine being a big sort of Anglo-Saxon warrior and being presented with like a stuffed aubergine?
They ate almost exclusively mutton and cabbage.
So do you want me to do a column set in 1066 where... A sort of an Anglo-Saxon thane goes into a French restaurant.
Maybe.
And the waiter says, do you have a reservation? And he says, fuck off, and cuts off his head with an axe. And then he looks him up and down and says, you have to wear leather shoes to come in here.
Yes.
And he says, there's nothing wrong with my rabbit skin shoes, and cuts his head off. And then...
That's very funny.
Would you like a glass of wine? A glass of what?
Cuts his head off.
No, I want some mead. Yeah, that could work. Would you like to, you know, the concept here is we have some sharing plates. Fuck off. I'm not going to share my ox with anyone.
See, look, I told you it was a good idea.
You're happy so far, darling?
It's terrible. I mean, we've got no ideas.
Ben seems to think it's okay.
Yeah, we're having a nice chat, but I don't know what you're going to write in your column.
Well, the other stuff will happen tomorrow.
Okay, I've got another... Do you want to do Amber Heard and Johnny Depp?
I can't bear it!
Imagine what it's like for me.
Classic Karen.
Well, it's classic Karen.
Just gurgling throats and racism.
I have no possible future in any audio career. Do you understand that? Because of my stupid throat.
I don't understand why you can't go and then gob it out. I don't understand that.
Because it's not gob, darling. It is the back of my throat is scarred from years of heartburn and acid reflux.
Self-diagnosis. Not
it's
even
true.
Google.
It's true. It's true that the doctor.
It's scarred.
It's true that the doctor couldn't see it. It's true, but he wasn't looking properly.
It's your tale of victimhood. Sorry, what did you say? It's just.
I'll be all right now for a bit.
Speaking of that massive great cough you did into the air without covering your mouth in front of me and Ben, did you see that the coronavirus is airborne? Says 272 scientists in 69 different countries have written things saying, so they now think the droplet theory with the 2 meter radius is bollocks, and actually it's much, much larger particles that stay in the air for ages. And if it is, we're all going to get this mild
cough. It's also vascular.
There's not a thing that you... and then you just give them spit it out or swallow it. The thing, the
wet
thing.
Yeah, I have. Yes, I have. And now, but then it comes back
again.
Can I
get you a drink of water?
No, thank
you. Or sulfuric acid?
There was also, I heard on a podcast the other day that coronavirus is also vascular.
It's not a respiratory disease.
It's not respiratory, it's vascular. You were listening to The Daily as well.
And that's why I was.
In autopsies, they found little tiny blood clots everywhere, which is why the most important thing if you're going to fight coronavirus is healthy heart. Heart health is like number one. Okay, right. So should we talk about Johnny Depp and Amber Heard?
Yes.
Well, it's about marriage. It's a story about marriage.
Can we?
Really,
okay, look,
it?
Can we? There's the question. You put the papers. The irony is that you see these pictures. These pictures of them with their Amber Heard with her red silk thing over her face and Depp with this thing over his mask. He's basically famous for being a pirate and wearing a bandana around his head, or the Lone Rangers, or being Tonto and the Lone Ranger. And they just look like they're dressed up for some ridiculous cowboy thing.
Well, they're actors.
And I just look at it and I think there is a marriage breaking down in public.
Very much so.
Not unlike ours on this podcast. There's a character, Johnny Depp, there's a character that's his inner, quote, monster. And there's this thing where he's a monster and he has a few drinks or a nine of Coke or whatever and he becomes a monster and he's violent and all this kind of thing. And it's like... You know what I mean?
Yes, if I know
there's
what
not
mean.
An incontrovertible non-monster in me. Now,
In me! I have never struck you in anger.
For the record, Ben, even if this doesn't go out, can you keep it on the record where she's admitted she was a monster? Because the main thing about the Depps is that the Depp Herds is that they've recorded each other all the time in the middle
all
of their
the
rows. It's
God,
really weird. They're
do
having
you
a...
know how bonkers I would go if you got a video out while I was
Look,
having
you
a
see,
tantrum?
You see how mad you
because
are.
How crazy you are.
When you get all finger wavy and trembly.
Trembly, exactly.
Yeah, which is not that often. And I don't really have monster things anymore because of the years of therapy. I mean, 15, 20 grand I spent on therapy. I never have temper tantrums anymore or smash things, but I slightly miss that. And I wonder, was it slightly worth 20k? I just walk around kind of sort of, you know, disconnectedly irritable and non-specifically sort of quietly furious. But
no,
I never
but
have
I
been.
Think you're not. I mean,
do you remember when I used to punch walls and then curl up in the ball in the corner crying and screaming?
Yeah, that was annoying.
That was the real me.
You used to declare it was the real you, but I think the real you is when you got your feet up watching the cricket and reading the paper, isn't it?
With like one glass of wine. And then like last night, one glass of wine, another glass of wine. And then I said, do you want any more? And you go, well, I'll keep you company if you have one.
Yeah.
And then I go, don't want one.
Yeah.
You look all sad. And like when we started off last night with a gin and French, which was a working week, a weekish gin and French. And he said, I'll make one of those. And I went to put some cat posters up for Mo. And then I came back and you made a delicious pumpkin
thing.
And onion and mozzarella thing. Slop, it was a little wet one. Didn't bother. It was a soup, darling. Oh, I didn't know it was a soup. I thought it was a bake. It's because of the spinach. And the excuse with the spinach was, normally with the spinach, if you leave it all day having cooked it, it drains. You know, or if you squeeze the water out of it. But anyway, it was this pie with a soup bottom, which was really nice.
I'm looking forward to what our dinner is tonight, darling. What are we having for dinner tonight?
We're having...
Oh, yes, I'm making
Singapore
it.
Garden?
No, you
can't. Mono kebab?
No, sorry, you can't just go
perhaps
for a
takeaway. Perhaps you'd like me to cook you a duck à l'orange.
Yes, I would love that. Well, thank you very much.
Fucking chance. The point about it last night was that you said, we'll just have a gin and French and then we'll have dinner and because we've got a podcast to do in the morning and that kind of thing. And then I said, should we just want one glass of wine with the pumpkin pie, don't we? And you went, that's why I love you. Yeah, that's that. I don't know. Yeah. The column is, if I were to do it, it's like it comes out like the Karen column, like a bit of a serious one about...
Yeah. But, no, maybe it's not.
Ooh, the actor describes Geoffrey Chaucer, the author of the Canterbury Tales, thank you, Times, who historians believe took opium as... What?! The actor described Geoffrey Chaucer, whom historians believe took opium, as one of his literary heroes. Those are two, right? Okay, first of all, before I saw the opium thing, of which more anon, Johnny Depp saw Chaucer... as one of his literary heroes. I could write the Johnny Depp story in sort of Chaucerian English. Oh, I'd have to write the whole thing in...
No, you wouldn't, because no one would be able to understand it, darling. You can do kind of...
Quillam there was a dwellingi in a Hollywoody...
At least no one will be able to
eclept,
cancel...
Eclept Johnny Depp eclept. And
no one will be, no be able to cancel you, because no one would understand what you
exactly,
saying.
And a pint of wine I trinken.
And the morning.
And then that is whiff with her smoothie soft... Is he smack it upon the head, or did an a, as he himself he said? Then he was the sun, he claim him a terrible monster to be, but him
fantastic.
Declared it's ne in sooth I'm a knee.
What's in my knee?
I'm a not in knee. I don't know. I can't remember.
Are you literally speaking in old English?
Fluently. I am it. Middle English is very much like English moderne, but with a tongue speaking a tonguey silly. And soon, efts Johnny Deppy in the court to come in the judge's scene. He's a very nissy man.
But what's the moral going
to be? You
think
maybe this is an audio thing rather written down?
No, I don't. I think this is absolutely, totally brilliant. It's really heavy lifting from you, though. I'm really sorry. It's going to take you hours, but I think you should do it. But what's the moral going to be? Because all the Chaucer's tales have a moral, don't they? Or a central kind of message, don't they?
Yes, I suppose they sort of mostly do.
So what, there's the wife of Bath tale. Isn't that about how she just wants to be treated like a man?
A nun auctoritae. Experience and nun auctoritae. Which is to say that she has a huge experience of life, but she has no authority to act in anything, I think, is what it means.
But it doesn't have to have like a summarising morality thing.
They don't
at
all
the
have
end.
That. It's a question of how much of this gets into the podcast, but he took from various sources. So he took some things from Petrarch, he took things from Ovid.
Right.
Most of his stories existed already in the sort of chivalric romance tradition.
Yeah.
Some of them were from sort of Greek myth, stuff like that, Pyramus and Thisbe. Boccaccio's Decameron, which came out a little bit earlier, and he stole stories from that. So what he would have done was just looked around for stories as I would say in my intro, the exact... But this is a column about Chaucer, why not?
Why not? Who knows more about Chaucer than you?
Almost everyone. But, but nobody, nobody talks about it. My dad knew more about it than me. But
there's that... So what are they? There's the wife of Bastel, and then there's the... What's the one with the man who's blind and he marries a sneaky young
it's the
woman?
Merchant's Tale.
The Merchant's Tale.
Quillam there was dwelling in Lombardy, a worthy knicht that born was of Pavi,
he suddenly gets his sight back and sees
and
his girlfriend
in
a tree,
and he sees her and Damien, and suddenly this Damien anon gan pulling up the smock and in he throng. I trust I do not need to draw pictures.
No, you don't need to draw pictures.
You've been listening to Giles Corran Has No Idea with me, Giles Corran.
And me, Esther Walker.
It's a Times podcast produced by Ben Mitchell. Please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. We're available on Acast, Spotify, Apple and more. To find out what I wrote about in the end, read the Times on Saturday. There's a link in the podcast description. And for the full live experience, tune in to my new radio show on the all-new Times radio station on Fridays from 1 till 4.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.